Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, the 3rd of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full 25-plus minutes on today's podcast with me waffling on about McDonald's locations, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. The Cadillac Vistiq is arriving in Europe. Stockholm in Sweden is where Cadillac has confirmed the Vistiq will join the Lyriq as their second EV. In Germany, it starts at about €100,000. Also rolling out in France and Switzerland too, and right-hand drive versions for the UK. GM is partnering with two Korean companies for LFP cell production on US soil. LG and Samsung SDI working with General Motors on their LFP cells. The US public EV charging reliability study by JD Power shows an increase in success rate for charging sessions, an 84% success rate, but that truly means a 16% failure rate, which seems awfully high. Is that just 16% of people who've had a failure at some point or every time they try and charge? Because that's not right. Global EV sales for 2024 were 17 million, according to the International Energy Agency, heading to 20 million this year. Scandinavia is reporting their car sales last month in May. Denmark saw an EV sales share of 60%, which is fantastic. Well done to Denmark, loving their EVs there. In Scandinavia, Norway's EV registrations once again show that they're well over 90% pure BEV share. Tesla, a bright spot. Finally, Tesla's been looking for some good news in Europe. And in Norway, they were up last month in May. Pretty much the new Model Y being all of their market. No real Model 3s or anything else to speak of in Norway. But they've been looking, waiting for a success story. They were up 8.3% in Norway on the first 5 months of the year compared to the same time last year. And in Sweden, again, they are loving their EVs in Sweden. That's a 37% market share there. But Tesla, unfortunately, not a good story there. They were seventh in the overall registrations list as their decline was 54% compared to the same month last year. France even worse, by the way. Not sure what happened to Tesla in France. Again, it just could be the vehicles available when they come off the ship, although Berlin, you think, would be making them for France. Tesla registered only 700 vehicles or so last month in France. That's down almost 70% on the same month last year. Look, France is definitely going through a bit of a tough spot in terms of French buyers contending with tighter finances, but that is compounding Tesla's issues in France, down about 50%. Year so far. Also, a story coming out today about Tesla Hardware 3 owners campaigning now for their upgrade. Those Hardware 3 owners, I guess they would have bought their car between 2019 and 2023, so about 4 years, who bought full self-driving, I guess some of them up to $15,000. You need Hardware 4, Tesla say, to properly run full self-driving. Hardware 3 cars, they say, could get upcoming soft releases to attain full self-driving. But Tesla last commenting on this in January, saying it's going to be painful and difficult. And then since then, nothing has been done. Hardware 3 owners campaigning now for their computer upgrade. Not that easy. It's not just a swap out a kind of a computer chip thing. It's whole different connectors from what I gather. InstaVolt in the UK is now at 250 McDonald's sites with their ultra-fast chargers. Germany is proposing a 75% EV depreciation initiative. And King Charles is seen driving around his Sandringham estate yesterday in his new BMW i7. And that's briefly.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.